Barbara Pentland was a very successful Canadian composer who lived from 1912 to 2000. The Canadian Music Center has put out a series of Canadian composers' portraits, which include a disc of commentary. I'm going to play you just a few minutes of that so you get to know a little bit of her story before we hear her music.
She was born in Winnipeg on January 2nd, 1912. She was a sickly child. She developed a heart condition and wasn't allowed outside to play. She was fed special diets. She was fiercely bright and was reading and writing at the age of 3. She had a fascination with math and loved music. By the age of 9, she was determined to become a composer.
I really don't know why. I just had to do it because there was no reason in the family. There was no encouragement. There was no idea that I could make a living out of it. And later, when my father very sadly said to me, Bob, he used to call me, Bob, why did you take up composing? You can't make money out of it. I said, Dad, I didn't take it up willingly. It took me up. There was nothing I could do. And really there wasn't, you know. It was a compelling force, and there was no escaping it.
Barbara Pentland's parents both stemmed from very old pioneering families. They were prosperous members of Winnipeg society. Barbara's mother determined her life would unfold in a direction that held little room for art, independence, and career. She was being groomed for marriage. But Barbara wanted to make music. She begged her mother for lessons, then had to practice on the school piano. A lifetime of music and conflict was about to begin.
We finally got a piano in the house. We got a Heinzmann upright, and it was just a joy to me. And the first thing I wanted to do, of course, was to play for my mother, play the pieces I'd learned, because she'd never heard me play. And I can remember playing my heart out with the piece that I knew, but I must have stumbled at one place, or I don't know. I don't know what happened, and because I was so nervous about this, so excited about it. And her only remark was, you don't know that piece very well. And that has haunted me all my life, so that I had to overcome the most ghastly nervous tension when I played in public. You know, those things die hard.
Despite her parents' disappointment and her choice of career, Barbara went on to study in Paris with a pupil of Vincent Dandy, spent 3 years at Juilliard, and studied for 2 summers with Aaron Copland. She wrote concertos, symphonies, and chamber music. It was at the McDowell Colony in 1948 that she composed the Octet for Winds. In this piece, Pentland began to integrate aspects of serialism into the neoclassic language that had permeated her music until then. This 8-minute piece ends with a chorale with a 12-tone row as the upper line, for those of you who like listening for those things. The Turning Point Ensemble performs, conducted by Owen Underhill.